This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Moscow says it doesn't intend to occupy Ukraine, just demilitarize it. Russia attacked its neighbor Ukraine by air and land, hitting cities and bases with airstrikes or shelling. Civilians are running. Dozens of people have been killed, says Ukraine. AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman is in Kiev, Ukraine's capital.
Here in Kiev, in the capital, we heard a number of explosions off in the distance overnight. That sort of jolted the city awake, and more recently, air raid sirens indicating that some of these attacks are getting closer.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky cut diplomatic ties with Moscow and declared martial law. Retired U.S. Navy Admiral James Stavridis, a former NATO commander, says Russia will now try to capture Ukraine's President Zelensky.
There's really no mystery here. I think he's going to go full bore, get to Kyiv, try and capture Zelensky. We've got to protect Zelensky, figure out a way for him to have a government in exile, arm a Ukrainian resistance. We've got a lot of work ahead of us.
He was on the Today Show. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
At an emergency meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls for a summit, saying Russia's launched a brutal act of war on Ukraine and shattered peace on the European continent, accusing Vladimir Putin of trying to rewrite history. The Transatlantic Alliance has agreed to further beef up its land, sea, and air forces on the eastern flank near Ukraine and Russia. The emergency meeting was requested by countries closest to the conflict, Poland, Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania, which has declared a state of emergency.
President Biden is promising new sanctions to punish Russia for what he calls the unprovoked and unjustified attack. The president plans to speak to Americans today. This is AP News. Some truckers heading to Washington, D.C. from California now to protest COVID restrictions. The AP said Donahue on their protest movement.
It's modeled after the recent Canadian trucker protest that shut down U.S.-Canadian border crossings and besieged the capital, Ottawa. The starting point was a parking lot in Adelanto, California, in the Mojave Desert. Organizers say this is a multicultural and nonpartisan effort, although there were Trump flags at a rally before departure. Trucker Dallas Hubank says they're not going to be violent, not going to blockade anything, just a convoy and bringing people to awareness. John Kirby at the Pentagon says the National Guard will be in Washington when the convoy arrives.
It's a relatively small number here, about 700, and they will be supporting traffic support needs.
Arrival is scheduled for March 5th. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Gas is now $3.54 a gallon, up 21 cents in a month, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.